Hello. How are you guys? Good, good, good. You know what? When you came in, you got a couple things I'm going to talk about later in the service, but there is a flyer right there in your bulletin. It has a QR code on it. You see that? Not the little one. Not the little one. There should be a large flyer in there. That's it. I just left mine backstage. I was talking to Brad Stein. I got completely lost. So hold that up. Model it, Vanna White, right here. So take that out. We've got some exciting stuff coming up, Jason.
Yes, we do. Walk them through it.
We've got...
Do you want me to get that flyer from backstage for you?
No, I can remember. Okay. So if you look at that QR reader, that's going to give you information and invites to ask people to join you or watch the Christmas service. Now, don't get confused. We're going to have our in-person Christmas service, the 18th and 19th. And then the week after that, actual Christmas and Christmas Eve, we're going to let you stay home and do church because we're presenting you a gift from this ministry. And it's going to be very different than just a weekend service. It's for the kids, it's for the teenagers, it's for the whole family. We've put together special music, a special message, an incredible story of life transformation, all of that so that you can invite people to watch it with you, your neighbors, your relatives, family and friends, especially those that don't know Jesus who would never step foot in a church building, okay? And so we're trying something. This is a huge step of faith for us to do this. And I know that you will take this step because I trust this church like nothing else, no one else. You guys are amazing. And so we have a special gift for you that will be coming in a few weeks. Inside are some nice gifts for the host, and that's every person in the church, every family, every individual to take home. Some special mugs and some hot chocolate, some nice stuff inside for just you, and then you can invite others to watch the service. And we'll even have some DVDs if you still use that, okay? Because I know some of you still do. The rest you'll be able to watch and stream live. But we also have some merchandise, Jason.
We do. I'm holding a lot of it right now.
Yeah, I'm wearing some. Let me hold it for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
We would love to give away some brand new shirts and stuff just to kind of celebrate the end of this 50 days we've been on and also just kind of celebrate the year that we've had. And so you want me to get that? You got it?
Got it.
You're a great model of
these things. Thank you.
So there's this, and I you had kind of an idea as far as how you wanted to pass those out.
Yeah. So I was thinking this, if you can tell me the G in the gospel acrostic, just stand up and say what the G is. Stand up and say what the G is. Yep. Anybody? Anyone want to give it a shot? Even if you get close. Yes. Oh, you're amazing. That's the first, which color? I bet pink. And you can change it out for whatever you want. Okay. All right, how about the O? Anybody can do the O? Yes. Our sins separate us from God. That was fantastic. We want a hoodie. Want a nice warm hoodie. Take that. Looks just like the beautiful shirt you have on. All right. How about the S? Anybody do the S? Yes. Woo! Yeah. I'm going to let you come up and get this, sweetie.
And then here's the last one.
And here's the last one. How about, let's throw one at you. The L. Who can give me the L? Yeah. Yay. Here you go. Come get your shirt.
I think we have one of these, too.
Oh, we got, that's my water bottle.
Oh, it is?
For the night.
I'm giving it to you, then.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Yeah. So we are going to celebrate tonight by hearing a little bit from you. But before we do, our good friend, Christian comedian, a man who's been called to ministry. I had the privilege of meeting Brad in 2003. I was speaking with Promise Keepers and a couple of places. And one of the first places I spoke was Kansas City, Missouri. And it's already an intimidating situation to know you're going to speak to 15,000 men in a room that have no idea who you are. And then all of a sudden this Christian comedian goes up and I'm laughing until I cry, literally laughing until I cry. And I felt so relaxed. And then he got done and they said, and now our special pastor will be teaching us the gospel, Pastor Rick Long. I thought, I have to follow that guy. I don't know what was worse. But guys, welcome our good friend, God's comic, Brad Stein. Bring him out, would you?
You better be praying for me. Thank you. Thank you. I got confused. Keep it going for Rick. Rick! Rick the pastor! Mr. Pastor! Oh, thank you, thank you. I am excited to be here. This is what I've been praying for. Love coming to Colorado. I'm going to tell you why. You got everything. I love Colorado. You got beautiful mountains. You got streams. You got rivers. You got fishing. You know what? Only missing one thing. Air! I'd like to walk up one flight of stairs and not need a scuba tank. That's all I want. Just one, but I love coming to Colorado. I've always loved coming to this church. This is a warrior church. This is where people come that actually are serious about what they believe, serious about their faith, serious about their Christianity, serious about Jesus. That's why I love coming to here. But it's also got that beautiful flavor of Colorado, baby. I love Colorado. I'm going to tell you why. Because you are the lineage of people that pulled themselves up by their own bootstraps, the hardworking blue-collar Americans. And let me tell you why I love Colorado. Because you hunt, you fish, and you don't apologize for it. That's why I'm coming here. That's America! America! I'm sick up to here with the political correct. Don't shoot the animals. They might get their feelings hurt. Come on, this is Colorado. You don't even pretend to be animal rights activists. You people are see the bunny, shoot it, eat it, make a hat. Oh, that's a cute bunny. Yeah, that sure was a cute bunny. There we go. Put him on that. Is that a snake? Nope, that's a boot right there. Put it on! You see, what I love about it is that we are an American church that has its downfalls and it has its upsides. But one of the things I love is traditions. Traditions is what makes any great nation stand up. Where have you been? We've been worried sick about you two. I said three times in prayer, where's the girl with the blue and purple hair? I said it three times. Said, where is the girl with the crazy hair and her nerd boyfriend? I said, where are they? Finally. Crying out loud. You're on mountain time. How can you make a mistake? These guys are like scared to death. They're like, look straight ahead. He won't talk to us. What kind of a church is this? But I love coming here because you guys have the remembrance of what is important for a nation to be great. What am I saying? You go to church in Colorado. But not only do you go to church, when you go, you're packing. So not right there. That has got to make your altar calls a lot more effective, doesn't it? Would you like to accept Jesus as your Savior? I don't know. Yeah, I would. I'd like to do that as long as I can get purple and red hair. That's all I want. As long as I can come late at all times. As long as I don't have to be obedient to what God would want me to be on time. Well, the people in the back are high-fiving. Thank God we got here on time. This guy is nuts, but I want you to enjoy your life. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm just misinformed, but has anybody noticed that things went a little haywire for the last year and a half? Have anybody noticed accidentally that maybe America got a little off kilter, lost its way, lost its wheels, lost its logic, lost its reason, lost its common sense? Anybody noticed? Because everything has changed in America, and that's what I'm not used to. Everything that used to mean something now means something else. See, that's the key. You need to understand this about the world. Whoever controls the words controls the people. Whoever controls the narrative controls how you can live. So now we have words that don't mean what they used to mean. Everything got changing. You got to keep up. Got to keep up, or you're going to get left behind. For example, I look around at you people right now. You know what I see? A great crowd. I see a great crowd. Used to be called that. Now it's called a super spreader. And it is a super spreader unless you're super spreading by burning up buildings and beating people over the head with bike locks. Then it's called a peaceful protest. That is, unless the peaceful protest is protesting the presidential election. Then it's an insurrection. And it is an insurrection, unless you're processing climate change. Then it's exercising your First Amendment rights. And it is exercising your First Amendment rights, unless they're being exercised at a school board meeting that despises critical race theory. Then you're domestic terrorists. Unless the domestic terrorism comes from the FBI, then it's simply protecting America. Everything is changed based on your perspective, based on how you see the world. You see, every human being has a priest. Are you looking for a woman with purple and blue hair by any chance? She says next to her, and she goes, she's right over there if you are. She's right there. You're such a helper. You should be an usher. She's like, no thanks, I'm a visitor. Actually, I'm here on a work release program, actually. I'd leave, but I got an ankle bracelet. But look at you guys. You can't joke like that in church. You cannot be telling people that we have convicts coming to this church. Because we do. It's all right, you should. If you're a church, you should. If you're a church, you should. I love it how churches use the term so easily comes off your lips. Why, we are accepting of everybody. If you're a prostitute, come on in. Any prostitutes out there tonight? Look at these people. There was four people going, not quite ready for my testimony. Flows off the tongue, doesn't it? This Christianese. Come on in, everybody's welcome. We love everybody. We're a church that loves everybody. But are you? How do you know? It's easy to say. Anybody can say it. It even can say, bring the homeless here. We had a church that I used to go to many years ago, and they used to take a bus to the beach, grab the homeless, and bring them to church. Isn't that a great idea? And it's a wonderful idea, unless you're sitting next to one. And you smell them. And maybe they're drunk. And maybe they have hepatitis C. You don't know. But suddenly, something's at stake. Suddenly, this Christianity that's so welcoming to all humans, which we're supposed to be, makes sense when it doesn't cost me anything. If you come to this church, or you're visiting, clearly this will be your last day. Many of you are wondering, how can we get out of here without being seen even as he speaks? But if you're visiting, you're at the right church. I can tell you that because I've been coming to this church for over 15 years. Yeah. I don't know why you clapped for that. Maybe it was because you're thinking most of us can't last that long. But I've been coming to this church for 15 years because I love your pastor. And I love your pastor because he's serious about his faith. Now, isn't that pretty much supposed to be part of the job description of a pastor? Isn't that kind of what we would expect from a pastor? He actually believes what he's saying? Let me tell you what's no longer going to work in America in the church. Lip service. Let me tell you what is going by the wayside in church. There will be no more. Well, thank you for listening to the gospel. If you would now close your eyes, bow your heads. No one's looking around because we don't want to embarrass you. What? What? Embarrass about what? Well, if you're about to make the single most important decision your life can ever make, that the creator of the universe actually dimensionalized himself, came to earth, recorded it over thousands of years in the Torah, the ancient Hebrews holy book, and then added a prophetic expectation of who would come to fulfill the law that was spoken of by the prophets of the ancient Israelites. And then this man actually shows up and he becomes a flesh human. And why would that be? Because if you are an actual the God, guess what? You're a spirit. You're unseeable. I'd believe in God if I could see him. You can't. He's a spirit. Some of the atheists that I love said, I don't believe it. There's not enough evidence. There's plenty of evidence, but it's way bigger and higher than your superficial materialistic view of how reality works. If God were real, he's way bigger than your intellect. He's a lot more superior and more difficult to grasp than a test tube or a Petri dish. Matter of fact, God is so big, so huge, so transcendent of the material world, and he is. He has to be. He created it. You can't be in the material world and create it. You got to transcend it. You got to be before material, before time, before matter, before energy, and then you can create it and then watch it. The only way you could ever be seen then, that type of transcendent spirit, is if he wanted to enter that space through dimensionalizing himself, being made of a biological carbon and hydrogen and all the stuff we're made out of. Have five senses and three dimensions. You'd become a human. It's the only way you could be seen. It happened. We have a book that spoke of it. That verified it factually by people who actually saw the impossible take place, saw a man transcend the natural world and do miraculous things. Well, I don't believe it. They just said that to win accolades. You know, it was his disciples just making it up so it made him sound good. Really? What did they have to gain by being a Christian in the first century other than being eaten alive by lions? What did they have to gain by first century Christians who've left the Jewish tradition and thus lost their heritage? They gained nothing. They lost everything. Why would they say that unless they simply said, I can't do anything with this other than to say I've seen the impossible. I saw a man die, come back to life. I was going to give my testimony into how I got into ministry. I don't know if I have time. Clearly, it'd be more interesting than anything Rick would have to say. I mean, we've heard him over and over again. Always talking about, I'm a Native American and all this and that. Right? And every time I come here, he dances and it rains. I don't know what that means. Is that normal? Is that a typical thing? Some of you felt weird about that last sentence. A couple people self-censored, I sensed that. Oh, he was making fun of Native Americans. And their traditional rain dance. Not making fun of it, talking about a man who actually his heritage is, in fact, Native American. They did, in fact, part of their spiritual journey was to dance and for rain. I wasn't mocking that tradition. I was simply making reference to it. If you self-censored and felt that you don't have permission to laugh at that, what you've learned is you are more committed to the materialistic version of wokeness than you are to truth. You see, comedy's designed to speak to the things that people are told we're not allowed to. That's its purpose. It's why God created it. God created comedy? Yeah, because we're made in his image, and anything that we have that is intrinsic to the human nature comes from God. God laughs too. There's no more time for pretend Christianity. I'm telling you, I'm about to say something you're not used to hearing. If you are not all in for your faith, you shouldn't waste your time coming to church. Amen. You're taking up space. God told me there's too many churchgoers in America, not enough Christians. What a crazy thing to say. But if you're God, I guess you wouldn't know. You know everything. My call that I thought was simply comedy was to the church. He told me, I want you to speak to the church, because in the future in America, things are going to change, and I'm going to have to show my people to renew their minds that I'm going to speak to them in some very odd and unorthodox ways. See, the message of Jesus never changes, but the messenger does, and sometimes he looks like me. I don't have time to speak about how I got called into ministry. I only have 4 minutes and 36, 35, 34, 32. If I was God, that wouldn't count because there is no linear time. Okay. Okay. The nerd got it. You're a nerd, aren't you? Play video games? Yeah. What's your favorite? Look at it, he's in church. Which one can I say out loud? Why do I do comedy? I thought that was my call. No, my call was communication. That's the gift God gave me. He said the flavor it's going to come in is humor, because humor breaks down presuppositional worldviews. It breaks down the filters every human has that wants to keep ideas, thoughts, and concepts that they don't want to hear about from entering into their spirit. Why is America dying? We've been taught you're not allowed to speak differently than somebody who's at the top of the rung of the self-appointed hierarchy, the antithesis of what was created by the founding fathers, that the people would rule, and that natural order of things that came from God. That's why I speak of it in church. Make me make this very clear. I do not worship the United States of America. I worship God Almighty, but I'm grateful for the greatest nation the world has ever known. I'm grateful. And there's nothing wrong with being proud of a nation that's done good for folks. Is it perfect? Of course not. I'll make you a deal. Show me a perfect nation, I'll move. Show me a nation on the face of the earth that didn't have slaves, I'll go. Show me a people on this earth that have never treated people wrongly, unjustly. Show me that place, I'll go. Matter of fact, I want to go. It's called heaven. But it ain't down here. All you get down here is people who acknowledge when there's problems, when there was mistakes, and try to redeem it. If there's an ideology in this nation that tells you there is no redemption, but constant self-flagellation, that is not Christian. That's cancer. And if you don't understand that your Christianity should affect the way you not only hear the word of God here, but how you take it out into the marketplace, you don't understand why you're here then. You don't come to church so you can learn, feel good until next Sunday. You're supposed to come to be in fellowship, to be regenerated, to be re-inspired, and then to go out into those places and tell the darkness there's a place to find the truth. That's why we're here. I was called to do comedy, and I am going to do it tomorrow night. I was kind of funny this evening, I guess. I mean, it's kind of my natural way. Yes, I'm a genius, but When the staff is mocking me, that's when it's time to get off stage. Time's up there, buddy. Let's bring Chief Long back up. Let me say it like this. And I'm not joking. I have one driving force as a Christ follower. Speak truth. Any idea that comes to me, no matter how sweet and sensitive it sounds, if it's based on a lie, I have to reject it. If we aren't the last truth tellers, where do the people who are lost go to find the answer? The hard truth. You Christians aren't supposed to offend people. Well, then you know nothing of my religion. We're not allowed to maliciously offend people. Not allowed to think I'm better than you. I'm not. Not allowed to think God likes me more. He doesn't. Not allowed to think that I'm superior. I'm not. Trust me, the only reason I'm a Christian, it's the only religion that would have me. I tried to join the other. Can I join you? No bacon. I'm out. I'm out! What kind of God would deny me a BLT? I'm gone! But if the truth offends you, that's your problem. The truth is supposed to offend you. That's how you know you don't have it. In Christianity, it's called conviction. In the secular world, it's called your conscience. There's supposed to be shame on this earth. It drives you home. What do they teach you from leftism? Notice what I said. Leftism didn't mean name a political party. Don't ask me how, but God loves everybody. Seriously? I will never politicize my faith. Matter of fact, the more I see the political parties, I think they're all corrupt. I really find them all rather despicable. And I have to pray for them. You know why? Because somebody has to pray for me. Yeah, we can always see the bad ones, the miscreants, the heretics, but it's never us. I'm going to be here tomorrow night with a special friend who sings opera. Yeah. He's going to sing us some opera songs. If you've never heard opera live, come, bring earmuffs. It's quite vibrant and beautiful. And we're going to do a Spirit of America show. What we want to do is there's a group of people all around this nation, Christians, others types, who are saying, no more will you be defaming this nation and not think people aren't going to fight back. We are going to go forth around and speak about this nation. Yes, we're not hiding anything that has happened in the past that was evil. Of course we're not. I don't want history to be unspoken. I don't want it to be recreated and rewritten. That I'm not going to put up with. I have to live by truth. So we'll do that. I'll do my straight comedy with some new stuff. Some of it making fun of Corona. I'm no Fauci. If there's one thing we learned about the last year and a half, the experts aren't. But I want to leave you with something. Because I only have a few minutes, as you can see. And I'll be here tomorrow if you want to come back. I don't always do the exact same thing. Matter of fact, I honestly don't know what's coming out of my mouth, which I think should be clear to everyone right now. I used to pray that God would give me great favor with the people. I don't pray that anymore. Every time I come on stage, I say, I receive your prophet's anointing because you told me to go into the season in America and speak things that only you can speak. I literally have to get out of the way of myself and let him speak, and I honest to goodness don't know what's coming. Trust me on that one. But what I do want you to understand is all I care about is giving you truth, inspiring you, but also letting you know that what is most important is that people see this Jesus, not talk about it anymore. One of the ways you can do that is with something I found out from Rick. See, I usually come here and I make an offer that you could sponsor kids from Compassion International. It's just a great organization. I went to Ecuador and saw the living conditions of these people, and I sponsored a child while I was there. I've been sponsoring children for 25 years. And I got to meet the child that I sponsored, and it was amazing. And to see the poverty that most of humans live in, and to realize that I can stop that for $38 a month, one human being that I can write to and will write back to me, a human being that's a child that made one mistake, one huge mistake. They were born in the wrong country. If you were born here, you weren't. The history of Christianity is this: whatever you need, you give away. I need love, go love. Yeah, but I need friends. Go be a friend. I need forgiveness. Go forgive. I need money. Go give your money away. That's ridiculous. Yeah. It's not even natural. Mm-mm. It's supernatural. That's how God works. You're one of the few churches that I don't have to really convince about this. You understand it. You have a special relationship with a church in Peru, in the city of Yurimagua. Is that right? Yurimagua? There's another term called Yurimaga, but that's a completely different one. And you need a red hat, so you don't want to have anything to do with that. But Yurimagua is a group of tribe that you guys have been sponsoring literally from this group for quite a long time. I don't know if you know this, but this tribe that was Stone Age just, I don't know, 5 years ago, has now had 480 kids sponsored from this church. They have 120 left. And we're going to get them sponsored this weekend. You can do it. It's Christmas. Right there, yes. What you're going to do? Oh, yeah, good for you. You sponsor. All right, good for you. See? She is better than you. Here's what you're going to do. There is a phone number to your church, and you can text it. I think you guys are going to put it up here. Apparently, it's nothing. So, but if you're a mime, you'll understand what this means. They told me there'd be a number up there. Whatever the church number is, here's what I'm going to ask you to do today. Get your little phone out. Everybody has one now. And you're going to just text the number and say sponsor. If you would like to take a child of your very own, it's $38 a month. It'll be a commitment to the Yurimaguans. We're trying to get 120 more kids sponsored. Now, some of you probably have already sponsored. But for the rest of you, we're asking you to join in and be the church that does what it talks about, that lives this Jesus thing in a way that people just aren't used to seeing. They literally need to see that somewhere, somehow, just like in the history of our people, they looked at us like freaks, saying, "Who are you? We've never seen people like this before." That's the history of Christianity. Tomorrow night, I'll be doing comedy. We'll be having music, and we'll be lifting up God. And we'll be lifting up our country in a nice balance where it belongs. I was given the privilege of this stage just now to speak to you people. I hope it was inspiring. I hope it gave you something you could use. But more than anything, I will be out there afterwards. I have some DVDs out there that are comedy that lifts up God and country, tears down political correctness, because I want to see political correctness die in my lifetime. But first, I want to watch it suffer. I also have one called Defending the Constitution Without Shooting Someone. No promises. Now, I know that a lot of people do downloads and do Vimeo nowadays. Things are different for your age group. But it's Colorado. A lot of you haven't caught on. So I've got DVDs. But here's all I want to leave you with. Some of you might be tight with your money right now. Maybe things are tough and Christmas is coming. If that's you, I'm going to simply give you this information as a Christ follower. You're going to have to trust me. Don't buy any of my junk. I'm fine. God feeds me. I'm good. Sponsor a human being. Give a commitment to them. Get your phone out. Get the number. Sponsor. They will contact you. You'll be able to get your own child. And that will be your communication with a human being that probably will never meet you. They certainly will never pay you back. And you will be being Jesus for them. We're looking for 120 more before this weekend is over. So please, please, please grab your phones and see if we can get at least, 20 out of this group at least. So if things are tight, leave my stuff alone. Take care of a child that will never be able to do anything but say, I guess this Jesus is real. But, there it is, 720-895-9000. Just go 720-895-9000, sponsor, and boom, you're in. If things are tight, take care of him. Watch what God does. Watch what he does. But if you're loaded, sponsor two children and buy every stinking thing I have out there. Because my kids wait for me when I come home like I'm in a Dickens model. Father, did you go to Arvada? Well, yes, I did. Did they buy the DVDs? Well, no, they sponsored children. It's all right. We'll eat gruel again, Father. God bless you for coming out. I will see you tomorrow at the services, tomorrow night. Remember, the truth is marching on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So hopefully everybody got their toes stepped on, because that's the plan, man. I hope so. You know what? We're going to celebrate, keep this celebration going. For you who may be our guests, I want you to know that for the last 50 days, we've been focused on the good news about Jesus Christ. Brad's not kidding when he says we're living in a world today and in a culture today where invisible Christianity is just not going to cut it, where believers can continue to be in the secret service. God wants us to come out into the darkness and bring the light. You know, one of the ways we've done that is to help restaurants. You may not know this, but we have sponsored a restaurant every week of 2021. And our restaurant this week is Masterpiece Cake Shop. Jack Phillips owns it over at 355 Wadsworth Boulevard. And he also wrote a book called The Cost of My Faith. You could pick up a copy there. So get over there, pick up one of the Master Baker's books and cakes, and help them out. You know, I was thinking about, as we wrap up the 50 days of good news, and Pastor Jason and I were praying about this, and we're going to do some more worship in a minute, but what would be the best way to celebrate the transformation that has happened in so many lives? You know, each of these balloons that you see, they represent a person, each one, who came to know Jesus as their personal Savior during our services. Man, praise God. I don't know, man, but I think that is the most exciting reality we could ever hear. The Bible says when one of the lost sheep, if one sinner is rescued, the angels in heaven rejoice. Let me just read this. Don't clap until I get done. I want you to hear it. In the children's ministry, during the 50 days, 138 of the children. Now, this is a big deal, all right, because we have 300-400 children that come to Sunday school or to children's ministry. 138 of them memorized the entire gospel hand, which is a way of communicating the gospel. 121 of them memorized John 3:16. They memorized all of it plus a verse so they could take the gospel to their friends at school. And 27 of them memorized all five verses plus the gospel. I mean, that is a big deal for children to take that on, and believe me, they will be unashamed in sharing their faith. Our youth ministry, which has such an extraordinary reach to a hurting community, It's redundant for me to tell you that teenagers have been hurting a lot during this entire almost two years, year and a half. But especially in our community, about 80% of our teenagers come to church. Their parents are not churched. They do not come to the church. Many of them are in very difficult situations. Our teenagers, during the 7 weeks, saw 39 guests, and 38 new believers during that time. 42 students shared their faith, and they alone led six to faith in Christ. I mean, that is an amazing, I mean, to think that 39 teenagers visited our youth group and 38 of them became believers in Jesus Christ, I mean, that is a mind-blowing statistic of the Holy Spirit's work. And then during our services, and this isn't counting this weekend and next weekend, we already have over 60 signed up for baptism in the four services. And I believe we're going to see many more than that. We had 259 people place their faith and trust in Jesus Christ just in the adult services. 460 of you shared your faith. You led 63 people to Christ and 366 new believers during this time. Now give God a hand. That's absolutely mind-blowing. This is not a comparison with other churches in any way. It's just a statement, all right? The average church in America is 77 members, and they see one conversion every 3 years. That is a sad statistic, and it is a sad statement. It's an indictment of the church today, but not this church. This church is serious about the good news, and we're serious about our God, who brings people into salvation. He gets all the glory and the praise. Look at Psalm 145. I want to focus on this. I want to ask you to consider right now, maybe sharing briefly during this service to encourage your brothers and sisters. And to all of you watching online, we'll make sure you can see and hear everything. Look at this. This is one of my favorite passages. And as I was praying about what the Lord wanted me to say during this wrap-up, this is what he gave me. Your awe-inspiring acts of power have everyone talking. I'm telling people everywhere about your excellent greatness. Our hearts bubble over as we celebrate the fame of your marvelous beauty, bringing bliss to our hearts. We shout with ecstatic joy over your breakthrough for us. You're kind and tender-hearted to those who don't deserve it, and very patient with people who fail you. Man, I go to this passage, and I am reminded constantly of God's love for me. His long suffering for me, and all of his awe-inspiring work during this. For every person that heard the gospel, every person that became a believer in Jesus Christ, that was the miraculous work of God through obedient followers. And this is not the end of something, guys. We didn't do this so we could get to into 50 days and say, wow, that's great. What a miraculous revival in this ministry. No, this is the beginning of a transformed church, a ministry that becomes more committed to the gospel. Matter of fact, we have put together more resources for you guys just to have. Right here is a heaven track. Now, I wrote this during the 50 days. It's very simple. All you do is hand it to somebody. You have a conversation, say, listen, would you read this? I'd just love for you to read this and let me know what you think. Inside is the gospel. If you'll use it, pick them up, take them out, share the gospel. I share this story and have shared it in the past to my good friend Art. Art and I, back in the early 90s, you know, when you do ministry, you do every job possible to provide for your family. For the first 10 years of this ministry, I worked every job you could imagine. One of those, I was a janitor, cleaned bathrooms for lean infection control. And Art tells me, hey man, you know what I'm doing? Every time I clean a bathroom, I roll a heaven track up in the toilet paper. I'm like, hey, that's not weird at all. That's great. 4 years ago, I'm in the foyer. Somebody says, this lady really wants to talk to you, and she's very emotional. I said, all right. I walk over, I introduce myself. She's got tears in her eyes. She said, Pastor, I'm almost embarrassed to tell you how I came to Christ through your ministry. So what happened? She said, I was in the stall going to the bathroom, and I rolled the toilet paper and something fell on the ground. I reached down and picked it up, and it said, do you want to know for sure you're going to heaven? She said, you wrote that. I said, I read it. I put my trust in Jesus Christ, and I've been hoping to get to this church for 4 years, and I finally came tonight. You don't know how God's going to use it, and he'll meet you anywhere. also put together something that's just a QR reader that says, ready for some good news? There it is. So you just scan it with your phone camera. It'll pull up on the top. When you click on it, it's a three-minute video. Literally, my wife's probably the best example of showing these videos to people. It's very effective. It's non-threatening. Hey, just scan this and take a listen. Sometimes we're not comfortable necessarily communicating it, but we can be the vessel to bring the good news to God. I want to ask you this. Know how awe-inspiring our God is. I mean, over this time, we've been about these three phrases: know it, show it, share it. To know the gospel is one thing. To know that Jesus Christ died and rose again is one reality, the most important reality. But now that you know that at a deeper level, I want to ask you to maybe share something. You know, in that verse it says, your awe-inspiring acts of power have everyone talking. Well, you are in a place where most everybody loves Jesus, and most everybody loves you. And if you can't talk about God in a place where people love God, you'll never talk about him. That's reality. And so I'd like you to consider maybe sharing, and I put a question down: how did you see God bring a breakthrough in your life over the last 50 days? What has God done in your life over the last 50 days? It was kind of a breakthrough. It was something that happened. Maybe a light went on during one of the messages, during small group, maybe in conversation. Maybe it was just God working through your faithfulness and obedience to listen to him. In a moment, I'm just going to have you raise up your hand. One of the ladies will come to your seat. They'll hold the microphone for you. Just stand up, introduce yourself, okay? Because there's a lot of people watching online and a lot of people that may not know you. And don't be offended if they don't, okay? It's a big church with a lot of people. But I just want to hear from you. You know, we need to praise God in his tabernacle. Praise God in a facility. It's not the church, it's a building, but we are the church. So how did God bring a breakthrough in your life over the past 50 days? Just raise up your hand. And one, oh, we've got a bunch of hands. So Shel, run, honey, run. No, I'm just kidding. I only get away with that when I'm this far away on the stage. But Leanne will come over. And so, yeah, please, please, brother, introduce yourself.
My name is Matthew Goulding. Matthew. I came here to the church for the first time last week. And the entire service, I cried for the entire hour. God reached into my heart. And,
Matthew,
you know, it's time to accept him as my Savior.
Oh, Matthew, thank you, man. Thank you for sharing that. God bless you. Thank you, man. Wow. Now, that's a declaration of faith. Praise God, Matthew. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Angel. I do the online small group, and I can't walk very fast or go anywhere. But God has sent three people to me, my friends, asking questions about the Lord. And I used my funny comedy because my boyfriend always wanted to take the bus, your big yellow bus down the hill, and so I used that and said, sorry, you've been baptized, that's 17, so you're not going down the hill, you're still going to heaven.
Yeah.
You've been forgiven for past,
right,
future, and present. And he's like, dang it. but he still hasn't decided to come into church because he'd been forced to go to church and he was,
sure,
a kid.
Sure.
So I'm still working on him. My other friend had to go back in Longmont, so she wants to come to church, but she lives pretty far. So
thank you for that.
My other one ended up with COVID-19.
Oh gosh.
He's in the hospital he had a rare disease. So
pray for him.
I've been praying for him. So
absolutely.
But I lost my faith there. But God sent my provider and says, you need to practice your faith, man. You're stronger than that. With everything you went through, you need to pray to God to get him out of the hospital.
Mm.
There's no crying in this house.
That's a tough provider. Yes. We'll pray for him. Thank you for sharing that. Yes, yes, yes.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Hi, Steph.
Oh, that was loud. Sorry.
You're good.
My whole family and I, all of us down the line, rededicated our lives to Christ in this 50 days.
Thank you so much, Steph. You guys have been an inspiration. I think you guys met my wife right before it started, right? Steph, you met Shelly about before the 50 days. And then they've come. I've had a chance to meet them all and pray with them. What an amazing story of God's transformation. Dude, Leanne, do you have another one? Hey, Ralph.
Yeah. I'd say the aspect of show it has definitely been on my heart this entire year. And I was listening to a song this morning by Mercy Me, Jesus Bring the Rain. And
yeah,
that's what my life has been like this year, is just continue to pour into my life that people see the Father through me and use any aspect I can to shine that light, to bring them to know the wonderful, beautiful relationship I have with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And what's waiting for me on the other side.
Ralph, thank you. This, yeah, praise God. This is a man whose son tragically left a party in a snowstorm and froze to death. And we lost Tyler, who'd been serving in the ministry, and Ralph has continued to use this tragedy to help other young people. I mean, many that you have brought here have come to Christ. You're an amazing testimony. Hi, buddy. How are you?
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Sometimes when, like at night, whenever I try sleep,
yeah.
Sometimes I forget to pray, and I see like kind of demons, I feel them either breathing on me, or I see them in my closet sometimes.
Mm.
So after every time I see them, I pray to God for an angel to protect me.
That's right.
And now I don't really see them anymore.
Hey, praise God, Robert. Thank you. Thank you, buddy. You know, we're going to pray for Robert real quick right now. Father God, we just thank you for this young man who took a stand tonight. Lord, we agree with him that your angels surround us, ministering to us. There's a spiritual war, Father, that's happening around us. We may not be able to see it, but you tell us. And I just pray that Robert, as your child, will just put on your full armor, trust you, knowing that he is not going to be a victim of the enemy. He is saved. He is set apart. He is shielded by your Spirit. God, cleanse his dreams and his thoughts and his mind to think on things that are true and right and honest and pure and holy. And Lord, thank you for his bravery and courage tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Robert. One more. We have another one? Yes, please.
I'm running.
I'm going to ask the worship team to come out while we're listening to this.
So I get a little nervous whenever I talk to the church, but I'm a Lyft driver, and I see a lot of different people. Hmm. And this girl I picked up one time said that she was going to go do heroin that day. And I just looked at her, and I just said, can I pray for you? My church is doing this 50 days of the good news. And I said, I know you're going to go do this. And I just want to pray for you that Jesus awesome. Will save your life.
Yes.
And that you will live another day.
Yes.
And I don't know if she's, you know, if she's going to be clean or not, but... You know, being a Lyft driver, I see this all the time, and I finally started giving out my phone number to a lot of these people so I can keep contact with them. The card that I use, it has the John 3:16 on it.
Yep.
And I put my phone number on the back of it and just say, you know, if you ever need to talk or you just want somebody to listen to you or whatever, I'm here. So I feel like I have a huge platform that I can continue to help these people change their lives. And hopefully, you know, I may not know if they get saved or accept that's Christ, right. But the only one that I feel that really needs to know that is Jesus himself.
Amen.
And that's what matters.
Danielle, thank you. That's amazing. Amazing. And if I was your father, I would say, give him the church number. All right. We're here for you. All right. Let's worship.
Hey, let's go ahead and stand together. And as we do, we're going to sing a song right now. It's called Breakthrough. And it's a song that sings of, it's our belief that no matter what season we're in, whether it's the hardest of seasons or the greatest of seasons, that it is God who has the power to deliver us, to give us breakthrough in those seasons. And sometimes that breakthrough looks like healing. Sometimes it looks like deliverance. Sometimes it just looks like a simple change of perspective that we've been praying for years, right? It can look a lot of different ways. But the one thing we know and the one thing we believe is that our God can bring us that breakthrough. God and God alone can. So let's praise Him for that now.
I am weary from the waves crashing over every day. God of mercy, please come rescue me. I am longing for your voice, gentle whisper in the noise. Father, tell me everything's alright. Your power, your presence breaks strongholds, King of heaven. When you speak, mountains move. I believe there will be broken, make it whole again. Oh, your power, your presence breaks strong notes, King of heaven. When you speak, mountains move. I believe there will be breakthrough. Open wide, your fire falls down, heaven and earth collide. King Jesus, forever by my side. Oh, shake the mountains, break the walls apart, open the heavens, Almighty God, you are. Defender of my heart. Oh, and by your power, the oceans open wide, your fire falls down, heaven and earth collide. King Jesus, forever by my side.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's not only incredible to have a pastor, elder like Jason, but to be singing the songs he's written. And our worship CD is coming out in a couple of months, and we're very excited about that. You know, it's just another way to continue worshiping God, being encouraged when you're not here. But that word, breakthrough, those powerful syllables really are what this has been about. There's been a huge breakthrough in a lot of lives. You've heard it. But I want to talk about the second phrase, show it. You know, show our love for God more now than before. That's what he wants. I mean, what our desire has been is that each of us would, as Brad said so, Bradley, the only way he can do it, right? That we have to stop being in the secret service of Christ. We've got to come out and be public with our faith. And in the body of Christ, that might be much easier. But I know when you step out of these doors and you go to school, you go to college, you go to your neighborhood, you step into the environments at work, it's not easy. And if you can't see the spiritual war that's going on around you, it's just because you're either not wanting to see it or your spiritual eyes haven't been open. But we have gone in less than a year, year and a half, from being a country that not only celebrated the fact that we were founded on Christian principles, but today denounces that and denounces Christianity. And anybody that denies that really doesn't know what's going on. And that means the church has got to fight with love. We've got to come out with the gospel. I love this. Our hearts bubble over as we celebrate the fame of your marvelous beauty, bringing bliss to our hearts. I want to ask you to share and be brave to share what area in your life, your spiritual life, has grown the most over the last 50 days. Maybe it's getting into a small group, leading a small group. Maybe it's been serving. So many of you took a step at the ministry fair to serve, and it has been such an extraordinary blessing for you to step out. How many of you would just be willing to share? Just raise up your hand and share maybe what area you've grown in this way in the last 50 days. Shall? And then we'll go to Leanne.
I'm going to be I volunteered to be a shuttle driver.
Thank you so much for doing that. Guys, our ministry has always been a little bit landlocked, and we're looking at even going into that a little deeper with a new youth center and facility for Reach, which is our community outreach and Celebrate Recovery. And so Walmart, believe it or not, has been absolutely amazing to us. They give us about 250 to 300 parking spaces next door every weekend and just say, use them. And so our shuttle drivers, especially when the weather gets bad, are just our lifeline. And they're also driving for the children in Whiz Kids that can't eat if we don't feed them. Literally, they eat at school and they don't eat another meal. So thank you for that, Dave. Go ahead. It always is a shock.
I recently joined helping feeding the kids.
Oh, good.
And good. It's just brought so much joy. And
on Thursday nights?
Yeah,
Thursday nights?
Thursday days. Mm. Thursdays.
Thursday, that's right.
Yes.
Thank you for
Soul
doing
Cafe.
That.
Soul Cafe.
Yes.
If you haven't been to a Soul Cafe Bible, that's awesome.
Yes. Wednesday. Soul Cafe's on Wednesday.
Yes.
And what's that, hon?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, 9 to 11. They meet downstairs in one of the large children theater room. Ladies, it's a great way to get connected here at Grace in a great Bible study. Shell, do you have another one? Oh, and then we have one up here.
I started a women's Bible study group on Thursdays.
Thank you.
The coffee, serving coffee, volunteering for the coffee shop. And I'm also doing being involved in the prayer group on Monday nights.
Thank you so much. Thanks for doing that. That's awesome. Shell, up here. And then, Leanne, did you have one back there, another one? Anybody else want to share what God has done in the last 50 days? We've got two over here. Shell.
The blessing of our small group, joining a small group for the first time, and it's
great.
Been a huge blessing.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. How many of you joined a small group for the first time? Raise up your hand. Just in this service. Oh, that's so amazing. Yeah, really, really amazing. Leanne?
Hi, I'm Melissa. Through my time in CR on Wednesday nights, I've actually turned a pretty big corner, and now I'm actually leading a new group in CR. So
thank you
for having such awesome ministries to be able to do that.
So. Thank you, hon. If you're not familiar with Celebrate Recovery, that is our recovery ministry. Meets on Wednesday nights. They eat around 5:30 p.m., 5:45 p.m., and then they have their main teaching, break into their step studies. It is just the greatest recovery, biblically based, Jesus-focused, Holy Spirit-led. And if you're struggling with hurts, habits, and hang-ups like the rest of us, it's a great place to go. Yeah, Liam.
Yeah, I've grown in my spiritual life over this time. As I'm getting bolder in sharing my faith, and I'm getting more focused on how to show people about, tell people about Jesus, and explain more about religion versus relationship and such. So,
thank you for that. Thank you, guys. So faithful to serve, honey.
Hi, my name is Josh. We started doing a small group at our home way out in Green Valley Ranch. We didn't think anyone would show up, but we have about 9 people that are consistently doing
that. Wow.
Through that and CR, my goodness, that's been a blessing. I've turned my life around.
We're
close to a divorce about 9 months ago. And I can honestly say after 7 years, on November 29th, we've never been closer. Never been more in love, and it's all through the glory of God and the power of God.
Yes. You know, Josh is part of our security detail here at Grace. He's going to be sharing his testimony and Celebrate Recovery. I have the privilege of getting to go that night. And many times he was backstage security for one of the services, and I get a chance to talk to him. And I can remember less than a year ago when they were at that place and we were just praying so much. And I watched a man humble himself and accept the responsibility and do something about it through the power of the Holy Spirit. Man, God has just transformed that family. That can happen for you. That's what God wants to do in your life and in mine. Let's worship. I'm going to have the worship team come back out before we close with just a little bit more sharing. You know, we're a little bit over time. I hope you're okay with that. And Jace, we'll kind of wrap up worship and I'll close up after that. All right.
Would you guys stand with us as we sing this song? Thank you.
so good. So good. Guys, thank you. You know, I just want to tell you that sharing it is really the final step, to share with others the love of God through Jesus Christ. When you're so passionately in love with someone, you can't stop talking about them. I remember when my wife fell passionately in love with me. She couldn't stop. No. I remember, you know, we were in middle school, and I was always so attracted to my wife, but my best friend loved her, and as much as you can love in seventh grade, right? And so she was off limits, and she went into her first year of college. I was senior in high school. I revealed my passion for her, and I just couldn't stop thinking about her. I mean, day and night, I'm writing poetry and writing notes, and I mean, it's just when you're in love with someone, they fill your thoughts. And I love this phrase of the psalmist David: I'm telling people everywhere about your excellent greatness. It's not a mandate to David. It's talking about the person you love. And when you're so in love with the Lord, you want to share it. I've had the privilege of spending a lot of time with some amazing people over the last couple of years, people that have been on the front lines of this battle, if you will. And I know that we all have different feelings and emotions about what's happened and the struggles from COVID and the lockdowns and all that kind of stuff. But as I have said, this has been about battling fear. It's faith over fear. There is nothing in this world that guarantees you're going to be safe from anything. And I mean anything. And as I've been walking this journey, sometimes feeling very alone, at least human to human, I've really experienced God's grace in a whole new way. I was talking with a friend who's here tonight, Dr. Jake, and just talking about some of these things that have been going on. And I was so encouraged to hear, and it's just another medical professional who understands so much more than any of us do, unless we're doctors for 40 years. But the encouragement from him has been exactly the encouragement I'll give you. Man, we got to pray. We got to put this in the hands of God. We got to trust him in the midst of this. I have a friend right now, the friend of this ministry that, you know, backstage with Forrest, just talking about Larry Fortney. And I mean, he is not well. He's fought cancer for 4 years, and he got COVID. And it took a turn again last night for the worse. And, you know, Larry was a worship pastor. He's just a wonderful man, a great friend. There's no doubt, especially if you're you know, struggling with disease or maybe elderly, that this truly exposes that weakness. But thank God he knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that he'll be in heaven. And for you who don't know, you can absolutely know that before you leave. We talked about those principles that God loves us and he created us to be with him. That's what the Bible says. And our sins separate us from God. We're all sinners. You know, that is actually the most infectious disease. We're all born with it. We're all going to die from it. And those sins, they cannot be erased by religious activity, good works, going to church, promising to be good. That won't take away the stain of sin. You can know about Jesus and not know Jesus. But paying the price of our sins, Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago. He went to the cross, the perfect Lamb of God, as John the Baptist said, who takes away the sins of the world. And he died. And he washed our sins away. And 3 days later, he rose again. And he said this: believe in me, and I'll give to you everlasting life. Trust in me. And everyone who trusts in him has everlasting life. You've heard it in this service tonight. People understood and been born again. They have a new life. The old is gone. Everything becomes new. And that life starts now and lasts forever. 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know, present tense, you have eternal life. So friend, if you have never made that decision, I have news for you. Tonight has been about praising God, and right now is about you. I would hope and pray that you wouldn't leave here without that assurance. Let me have you bow your heads and close your eyes. If you're watching online, don't turn this broadcast off. We want to talk to you about something real important. But if you're here And honestly, you just found out that you can know for sure you're going to heaven, then I want to challenge you right where you sit to just talk to God silently in your mind. Just say something like this: God, I believe in you, and I realize that you created me, but I admit I'm a sinner. I admit I've done things wrong. And now, God, I admit there's nothing I can do to pay for my sins. But right now, the best I know how, I believe that Jesus Christ, your Son, came into the world, lived a perfect life, and died on a cross for me. I believe that he rose again, and I trust in him alone to save me. Thank you, God. And friend, welcome to the family of God. You're a Christian. You're born again. I want to pray for you. I'm not going to have you stand up or come forward in just a moment. I'm going to have you slip up your hand and put it right back down. That just lets me know you got it. So if you're saying, tonight, I believe and I receive the free gift of salvation, would you just slip your hand up and put it right back down? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, guys. God bless you. Thank you. Praise God. Welcome to the family of God. If you trusted in Christ online or you're here, you can literally just text the word believe to our church number, 720-895-9000. We have some gifts for you, a free Bible. But if you're here, I'm going to be out in the foyer. Brad will be out there. I'll be over to the left as you walk out. Got a gift bag. If you're a guest or a new believer, you come over. We have a Bible, a copy of my latest book. We have some gifts for you, free tokens for the coffee shop. We just want to give you a gift because you received the greatest gift of all in your salvation. Father God, thank you for these you've called out of darkness into light. Father, for salvation that comes by faith alone in you, God. We pray that as we go, we would just celebrate the transformation that has happened throughout the 50 days and in our lives. God, we praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are here or you're watching, listen, we don't pass an offering plate. That doesn't mean we don't value the command that God has given that we should give a percentage to the Lord. We have offering boxes throughout. You can do it online through the website. But if you're a guest, we don't want anything from you. We just want to bless you. To all of our believers, keep your commitment. We're going to continue forward and helping as many in this community as we possibly can. Love you guys. I'll see you out there.